Were you disappointed about your lack of carries in the last game?
I wouldn't say I was disappointed. Obviously, you know, we won the game, so I thought that I was happy for that. But I think every player, you know, wants the opportunity to contribute to the team, and, you know, especially me as a competitor. You know, I want to have a chance to go out there and work out and, you know, do what I can to help this team. So, you know, it was a little different, but, you know, we won the game. That was the biggest thing.
Don't you feel there were promises made to you that haven't been fulfilled?
I'm not talking about anything like that.
Marco, are you happier?
Yeah, I'm very happy here. You know, these are my teammates, my guys. You know, a lot of respect for everyone in this locker room, the coaching staff, the ownership, and I love it here.
Did there a report that you voiced your frustration to Lurie? Is that a fair representation of the conversation?
We had a conversation between Mr. Lurie and myself, and, you know, it was between us two.
Chip kind of indicated that you're frustrated. Did you express frustration to him and or Jeff?
I think everyone's frustrated when we're losing two or three games the way we lost, and obviously the record isn't where it needs to be, and, you know, you're not playing the way you want to be and play. You know, I think everyone's a little frustrated, including myself. And you just got to continue, like I said, all year long. You got to come to work every day and battle and fight through it and just try to get better.
He made it seem like the frustration was because of the lack of carries.
I mean, when you're, you know, we're passing ball a lot. Obviously, those three games that, you know, we didn't score a lot of points and we were down by a bunch of points, so you got to score. But I've never been one to kind of, you know, talk to him or Jeffrey about, hey, I need more carries.
DeMarco, when you say you're frustrated, you won the biggest game of the year, you beat the world champions. How could you really be frustrated?
I said I was frustrated about the games that we lost.
Okay, well, after this game is when this thing occurred.
Just to what
in your conversation with Jeffrey Lurie?
I've had conversations with Jeffrey Lurie before. I mean, I sit right next to him. I can't speak with my boss.
But the report came out that you complained. You were talking about the report that came out.
That's a conversation between Jeff and myself. And you know, if you want to ask him about it, you guys are more than welcome to do that.
DeMarco, why do you think the other backs are averaging more yards per carry?
They're doing well. They're doing well. Obviously, you know, they're doing well. The offensive line is doing well, and, you know, those guys are running well.
As a competitor who had the ball in your hand as much as you did last year, how hard is it to, you know, have to take a backseat a little bit to the other guys?
Obviously, it's hard. You know, I've never been in this situation before, and you kind of deal with it as best you can. And but, you know, like I said, every guy in this locker room wants the ball. You know, it's not just me. You know, everyone loves the football. Everyone loves to make plays. And the biggest thing for me is just, you know, I want to contribute to this team. You know, I feel like, you know, I can be a big piece of that. And obviously, you know, we won the game. So, you know, I was extremely happy about that. But just, you always want to contribute. And, you know, anyway, whether it's passing ball, blocking, catching, whatever the case may be, you just want to have some type of contribution to the team. And, you know, so.
DeMarco, how do you feel you've immersed yourself into the locker room since you've been here?
I don't know, I feel what?
How do you feel like you've immersed yourself into the locker room since you've been here with the players?
I feel like I have a great relationship with everyone. You know, obviously, I'm not a big rah-rah-rah guy. I'm a, you know, quiet guy, and obviously, you know, but I feel like I have a great relationship with a lot of guys, a lot of individual guys that, you know, you spend more time with on certain things, but, you know, I feel fine.
How about within this offense? Do you feel like you're a good fit?
Of course I do. Obviously, I mean, I feel like we've had a lot of success in the game we won, and, you know, just got to continue to, you know, pound away. You know, like I said, I've been in this offense for a couple of months now, and it's new to me and, you know, new to a lot of guys, so I got to continue to work on my craft. I mean, every day I come here and work hard every day, trying to find a way to, you know, get as many yards as I can, do positive things when I get the ball in my hands and not think too much.
Do you feel like the offense should be tailored to your skill set a little bit more?
Like I said, I mean, that's something you have to, you know, talk with. You know, I'm not calling the plays, and I think, you know, I think we're all given a chance to make plays and put in positions to make plays. So I think you just got to continue to do better.
Any assurances about the number of carries for this week? Any assurances about how many times you're going to get the ball this week?
I don't know. We'll find out Sunday.
Marco, do you have second thoughts about being here rather than Dallas?
Not at all. I mean, I made a commitment to Jeff and Chip and these guys. I love this team. I love playing for this team. I love the fans. And, you know, not signing that dotted line, I know it's going to be here for a long time and committed to win a lot of games. And obviously, it's a tough year for myself and the team so far. But like I said, we still got a chance to retire for first place. We still got a chance to do some special things. And, you know, I'm committed here for a while.
Hey, DeMarco, I have like $40 million for someone that
went for the first time. Like I said, things were working with the game with Sproles and Kenyon, and, you know, the matchups with the linebackers, you saw what, you know, Denver game prior to that game. So, I think they gave us a good chance to win, and you know everything was working, and you had two special team touchdowns, an interception, and you didn't get as quite as many plays as you usually do. So I thought the game plan was good going in, and you know, like I said, just you got to continue to pound away and keep grinding.
Have you ever experienced this in your career where you haven't been able to produce the way you expect yourself to produce?
No, I haven't. Like I said, this is new for me. You know, obviously new offense, a new scheme, and you know, every day I told you guys the same thing week by week. You know, the more reps you get, the more, you know, plays you get on the field, you get more comfortable, and you know, it's not an overnight process for me, you know, so I have to continue to just, you know, grind away and work hard as much as I can, and you know, when my number's called, just, you know, make the most of it and not think too much.
But if you don't get the reps, is it hard to improve?
I'm getting the reps. So I'll just continue to, you know, whether it's one rep or 1,000 reps, you know, make that one rep great.
Do you want to be your next season? Do you believe you're the number one back on Sunday?
We'll see Sunday. You'll be there?
I'll be there
too.
Just to clarify, did you reach out to Mr. Lori and sit next to him, or it just happened?
He sits next to me when he sits next to me.
So you didn't reach out to him to have him talk?
I've answered that a million times so far.
Okay.
Same answer. Okay.
Do you want to be here next year?
Why not clarify this report earlier in the week?
Just I talk Thursdays. Every Thursday, that's when I talk. I haven't changed anything. I got a routine that I've done for 4 years. The hours I talk Thursdays, not Wednesdays, or that's when I talk.
Clear my name. Well, if a report's out that
you're
going to, I mean,
I'm not worried about what outside this locker room saying. You know, obviously, you know, I think these guys got my back. I got their backs. And I'm just here to win ball games and move forward and help this team out as much as I can.
Do you want to be here next year?
100%, yes.
What order was Ron Robinson's brother? Were you the one who gave him?
I do not. No.
Do you know who did?
I do not. Do you know?
No,
I
was
like, me too.
So you're giving me the sense that you sit next to Jeffrey on the plane. I mean, that's common.
That's not the first time I've sat next to Jeffrey. It's not the first time I've spoken, so. My boss, the communication is, you know, it's there.
Are you surprised that something
was bigger than this? Yeah, it's very surprising. Like I said, I can't control anything. I can't control it. I don't know how it got out there. And like I said, it's just communication with, you know, my boss, the guy that, you know, I work for. So
I can tell you.
I think it was definitely made a lot bigger than what it really is.